This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Which way is up? You know that movie, Which Way Is Up? Oh, forget it. That was like in the 70s. It was a Richard Pryor movie, Which Way Is Up? Kind of a little bit about his life. Strange movie. But yeah, Which Way Is Up? They had that old, that soundtrack to it was really cool. Which Way Is Up? There's a certain type of music they played during that period. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. And the reason why I'm saying, Which Way Is Up? Right? That bass beat of the guitar. It's because the Democrats don't know which way is up. Yeah, they don't know whether to wind their butts or pat their watches. Or scratch their watches. Is that it? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, they're struggling. Struggling big time. You have that clip of Tom Perez. Tom Perez, the DNC chairman, the Democrats wanted to do some legislation that said, we want to abolish ICE, because Cynthia Nixon said it, and then it became the battle cry. Immigration, these people are terrorists, man. And then, of course, immigration's going out, and they're stopping all these pedophile rings, these human trafficking, sex trafficking rings, doing their job. A reason they exist. Immigration, customs enforcement. These are the people that say you can't bring, you know, some crazy little bug in or some animal in or some fruit pie you got from such and such because it doesn't fit in with us for whatever reason. And we've come to these conclusions because of people doing these things and introducing some beetle that destroys a crop that we didn't know was going to happen. And that's why we put these things in. And we do the same thing for people. We don't want you bringing disease in and things that we want to make sure that we quarantine. There's a reason why America doesn't have outbreaks of malaria and some other diseases. Ebola is not common in America. It's found typically in Africa. Hunter is not here in America, and so on and so forth. You get my point. But the Democrats don't want it. Why are you protecting us? How dare you protect American citizens from you know, letting people just come in any way they want? Why have these protections? Why have this legal system that says, okay, why are you here? You know, what are you planning to do while you're here? How will you not be a burden on a society that we've built by going through the legal system? Because if you just say it's open borders, well, then it doesn't matter how I cross. Get rid of ICE. Get rid of the Border Patrol. Get rid of all of it and just let it be a free-for-all. Because that's how we do it in the real world, isn't it? That's what you do in stores. Why do we even have walls around buildings? Why do we have walls around prison? Why do we even have prison? Nothing is a crime, according to the left. So what, you go in and steal something from a bodega and get yourself shot? It ain't your fault. It's the cop's fault. California says, steal up to $950. Come on, you're just trying to feed your family. Yeah, with a TV? Doesn't matter. Which way is up? They don't know which way is up. The Democrats are struggling to fit. Here's the problem. Their reality, how they want to live and how they want you to live are two different things.
You need to let these people into the schools, these illegals, these poor little children of DACA and all that.
Oh, but no, I don't want them in my school.
You need to let these illegals come live in America.
Oh, but not in my gated community. No, no, no. I don't want to have to live with. What are you talking about? That's riffraff. They smell. They stink. That's what Harry Reid said. They stink, and he's right. They do. I don't want to smell stinky people any more than you. You don't have to be rich to go, I don't want to smell stinky people. I don't want to smell stinky people, rich or poor. We live in America. We got running water. And I'll give you a bar of soap. I'll even buy you some deodorant. Just over there. So they don't know which way is up. They're struggling. Here's Tom Perez talking about after they wanted the legislation for ICE, they then don't want it.
There's been calls to end, obviously, the family separation policy, which is a consensus call. There have also been calls to abolish ICE. There's legislation that's been introduced by Democratic members of Congress. Some Democratic senators have endorsed that position as others. Do you think we should abolish ICE?
We should defeat Donald Trump. That's what we should do. Leaders set the tone of this nation.
Wait, Donald Trump's tone we abolish Donald
of intolerance,
Trump?
His tolerance for total ethical lapses, whether it's the EPA or HHS or elsewhere, this administration has set the tone. I went after Joe Arpaio. We sued him when I was the head of the Civil Rights Division. I didn't try to abolish the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. We understood that the problem lied in the leadership of Joe Arpaio. And Joe Arpaio is now the former sheriff, and the current sheriff has worked very hard to change the culture. We need a change in leadership at the top levels of this country. We need to elect Democrats so that we can make sure that our values of inclusion and opportunity are values that are now holding sway in the United States. I think that's the most important thing that we can do, is win elections in November so that we can reform ICE, so that we can reform the EPA, so that we can change this culture of corruption that has infected the federal government. And it's infected the federal government because its leadership in the form of this president is ethically void.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you noticed that Tom Perez did not answer the question, good for you. He doesn't answer the question. Why is it that you guys sponsor legislation that says get rid of ICE, and the Republicans go, okay, cool, we'll bring it to the floor? No, you know what? We don't want to vote on that. You want to know why? You guys know? You probably do, right? The reason why is because it was poll tested. It was great. It was a battle cry for this. What's this little Ocasio girl up in New? We need to get rid of ICE. She's a silver spoon kid that has life is nothing like she depicts it. Beats up an incumbent Democrat. I mean, with her far leftist views, and Tom Perez wants it to be. She's our champion. She and Cynthia Nixon of Sex and the City fame say we want to get rid of ICE. So they go, it's a good idea. Let's do it. And then people go, maybe it's not such a good idea. And so then the Democrats don't even want to support their own legislation. See, that's what's called getting a dose of sanity. Thank yourselves, America. Welcome back, everybody. That is what's called getting a dose of sanity. Mm-hmm. See, when the Democrats are forced to deal with the things, when they finally get somebody that goes, that's not going to play very well. Particularly with ICE arresting all these pedophiles. Hey, short break. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks. This is the Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's do some tweets. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, 3C3, something, I don't know who it is, but that's what his thing is. Says, Bill has ties to Putin. Schiff has ties to Putin. Hillary has ties to Putin. Warner has ties to Putin. Mueller has ties to Putin. Podesta has ties to Putin. McCabe has ties to Putin. Schumer has ties to Putin. Rosenstein has ties to Putin. Trump has no ties to Putin. That was a tweet that I noted. All those Democrats that have ties to Putin, I'm talking about irrefutable ties to Putin, and Mueller doesn't know where to go. Maybe it's because Mueller has ties to Putin. We got foxes watching the hen house. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255 if you want to contact us. Lots going on, folks. We got the movies coming out September 7th, Bleeding Blue. You can check it out at bleedingbluemovie.com. For the people that donate, I think here's what we're going to do. We're going to let them see a piece of the film before it comes out. that's what we're going to do for the donors. So I think it's kind of cool. We'll give you 10 minutes to view of this film. And I swear to you, it is spectacular. Everybody we let watch it, they go, whoa. I mean, like pieces of it. So we're going to do something to make you, you know, feel like, you know, get you a little piece of the action there. And I put this out there. You might know somebody. If you want to be an executive producer on the film, $50,000 and you can have that slot. Get you your own IMDb. You're now part of Hollywood. You're going to, I'm telling you, you're going to be a part of history. This film is going to live for a long time, forever. But I'm saying people are going to be watching it and talking about it for a long time. I couldn't be more proud. And I tell you, it's nerve-wracking when you make something, a project like this, because you wonder, it's like when I wrote my first book, I go, who's going to care about this? Why? You know, but then after I took it in as a consumer, I went, you know what, this is really good. I could see me wanting my kids to read this book to get, you know, that same feeling that I grew up with. I got it. And then when I started getting the feedback from you, this movie's better. It's better. BleedingBlueMovie.com. Let's do another tweet. Larry Elder said, now that the LGBT community has pressured heterosexual actor Scarlett Johansson into dropping her role as a transgender, when can we expect heterosexual actor Sean Penn to return his Oscar for Milk? We'll talk more about that particular thing, and I'll bring this tweet back up because I want to talk about this Scarlett Johansson thing. Hey, here's one from Ann Coulter. She says, Peter Strzok's wife threatened to leave until he explained that not once did he let his affair with Lisa Page affect any specific actions he took in their marriage. I thought that might be the most clever quote I've seen in a tweet I've seen in a while. Ann Coulter. Ann and I disagree on a lot of things. I've met Ann, and she's an intellectual. Woo, that lady's smart, man. And she can discern things very quickly. I've been called the Black Ann Coulter. Can you believe that? Only better looking? No, I'm kidding. Well, actually, I'm not. It depends, you know, what your style is, what your taste is. But, but Ann, that's deep. That is so deep, because that was his testimony. Despite all these things that I've done that violates the rules of the FBI, how dare you accuse me of being somebody who violates the rules of the FBI? And he looks around with that devilish look, man. That I call him. It looks like the Chucky doll. Man, Democrats, you got to do better. We're on to you. Peter Strzok is not the dude to put in front of the camera. When Peter's maybe not making a face, he's just okay. But the minute, even when he smiles, it looks diabolical. Like, right? Hey, what? Y'all look at me. Look at the guy and tell me you don't see demon when you see Peter Strzok. I see demon. Come on. I don't have time because I won't let the radio audience down. But I'm just saying, go look at his pictures. When he's not looking at you, you're kind of like, okay. But the minute he starts to talk, it's like, demon, 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 demon. You know how those demons, you can't understand what they say, but it's real evil sounding? So I said, I'll kill your whole family, but you couldn't tell. It's like the recording's going back. Yeah. Ann Coulter, spot on with that one. Breaking Harvey Weinstein. This was from Laura Loomer, a tweet. Breaking Harvey Weinstein admitted in an interview that he offered actresses acting jobs in exchange for sex, adding that it is a common Hollywood practice. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, Laura, not exactly breaking news. It's breaking news that Harvey admitted it, and I'm not in any way slamming Laura Loomer. I love this lady, okay? But I will tell you this. The breaking news is that we already knew that was happening. Like I said before, the Me Too movement and all this feminist activity, it's such a joke. It's such a joke. The worst people on women are feminists. Take all the atrocities that men have ever done to women and the world, and I promise you, feminists are far worse. Because you know why? Behind every one of those evil men was a woman who was allowing it, condoning it, in some cases, setting it up. Why? because they didn't like those other women. That's it. But you could have, Attila the Hun's woman could have gone to him and said, look, you can do all the pillaging, you can steal the gold, you can do all that other stuff, but if you mess with their women, you're in trouble. I don't want anybody touching their women. And Attila would have been like, oh, geez, what am I going to tell the guys? And their women, she would have been like, oh, look, you deal with it. They're your guys. But I'm telling you, as far as you and I are concerned here, Attila, if there's going to be any conquering, you leave the women's and children's alone, okay? I don't want to, because what's going to happen if it was, look, there's no chance of you ever being conquered. I'm Attila the Hun. I don't care. I don't care. And that would have been it. For all of mankind, women would and children would have been protected. It would have been the rule. By the way, it is the rule in civilized societies. But go tell the Muslims who attack women, these Christian women, and what do? You know what they do. Kill these kids in front of them. I don't even want to tell you what I see in these videos. It's crazy. Before I forget, I got to give a birthday shout out to Melissa. Happy birthday, girl. Woo-hoo-hoo. The woman that keeps the wheels on the wagon, keeps me in complete control at the Black Sphere organization and in life in general. Happy birthday. Whoa. It's been a lot of years. And I can't even thank this woman enough. I just want to make sure I give a shout out to her on the radio. And a lot of the things that we talk about that goes on behind the scenes of my organization are the brainchild of the lovely Melissa, one of the most beautiful women on the planet. And I want to make sure I recognize her and I do it publicly. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump spoke about his summit and press conference held yesterday with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
So I'll begin by stating that I have full faith and support for America's great intelligence agencies, always had. And I have felt very strongly that while Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election, let me be totally clear in saying that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion.
Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer also has some advice for President Trump.
If I'm the president, though, the other thing I would say is, why do you think I threw all those Russians out of the country and closed two consulates and sanctioned Russia? I have a track record on this issue. He should point back to some of the things he's done, but his rhetoric yesterday has really hurt his cause.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's no allegations, indictment, that the Americans knew they were corresponding with Russian intelligence officers. There's no allegation in this indictment that any American citizen committed a crime. There's no allegation that the conspiracy changed the vote count or affected any election result.
So, why did we do it? Why did we indict these people? I mean, this is what we found out, and we want to make sure it never happens again. And people are asking the question. By the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's Kevin Jackson Show. People are asking the question, why did you not worry about any of this when it was happening all as the right? We act like the Russians are in like a new country. Like, you know that new country, Russia, we heard they're trying to thwart our election. Russia's been trying to thwart our elections since Russia was formed. It's called politics. It's called world politics. Look, we interfere with people's elections. They interfere with ours. It is what it is. But now, it's a big deal. And people are asking this question. Why didn't this matter when it was during the time of Obama? It's a pretty interesting question. Everything that we're talking about that's going on is going on, was going on not under Trump. It was going on during the time of Obama, when Obama actually made the comment, the Russians are not interfering. This is what gets me. He said this. The Russians are not interfering with our elections. Do we have a clip of that? He says, anybody try to tell you the Russians are messing with us, they ain't messing with us.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections, in part because they're so decentralized and the numbers of votes involved. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past or that there are instances in which that will happen this time. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes. And if he got the most votes, then it would be my expectation of Hillary Clinton to offer a gracious concession speech and pledge to work with him in order to make sure that the American people benefit from an effective government.
Yeah. See, that's what you say when you know you've stacked the deck against somebody and you don't believe that they have a snowball's chance in H.E. Double Crooked Socks to win. Glad you guys are with me, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to.
KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, they had it. It was done. This was baked. There is no way that Donald Trump was going to win president. So here's Barack Obama. He's telling us, look, the Russians, they got nothing. What are they going to do to us?
There's no credible people out here that, you know, going to say something like that. I mean, if Donald Trump needs to just go out there and make his case. You win, hey, it's a big thing. Congratulations. And Hillary Clinton should congratulate him. But if you lose, it ain't the Russians.
And what is it that these people have done? What do I tell you guys all the time? I tell you the left are going to tell you their strategy. All you got to do is listen. They tell you what they're going to do. Barack Obama, they set the Russian thing in motion. They said, we'll get Trump talking about, we'll get people, you know, make him have an excuse, knowing that that's their excuse, knowing that if they lose, they're going to do everything that they just told you, that he shouldn't do. And listen to that clip again. Go back and find it in the archives, because it's, you know, you pull up on the podcast. Listen to it. And they told Barack Obama told you exactly what is being played out right now. And the only thing that what he was saying is what they would say when Hillary Clinton won. They were prepping that if Donald Trump blames the Russians or says there's a reason why I'm losing, and here's why. The Democrats had already set it up that way. Whether you believe it or not, I'm going to tell you, I think if there was any Russian shenanigans, it was to help Hillary. You would be crazy as Putin to want to deal with Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. You'd be crazy. That's already playing itself out. All these world leaders that called Hillary and said, we sure hope you win, Ms. Clinton. It wasn't because they think Hillary was competent. It was quite the opposite. That is, if they even called. So they lay out the strategy for you. Barack Obama, I would just, if I were Trump's military, if I was Trump's attorneys, I would literally take this information to Mueller and say, look, here's what the President of the United States says. Why are you investigating this? And why would you say I'm the one in collusion with him when you've watched him actually say I will have in my next term to Medvedev, I will have more, what did he say, flexibility? So here's Barack Obama saying, when I'm reelected in 2012, I'll have more flexibility to deal with your issues. I won't be encumbered by a public, by an American public. I'll do what I want to do. And we're going to strategize together to make sure that Hillary Clinton wins so we continue to further our agenda of hate America together. And then he comes out and he says to us, hey, don't worry about it. There's not going to happen. Trump just needs to go get elected. And if he gets elected, Hillary Clinton needs to just admit that he beat her. And that's that. We all just go and get along. That's the way our republic works. Except when it doesn't work that way, when they don't get their way, the little whiny babies. Yep. You're winning. You are winning. Look, there was a guy on CNN. His name is Smirkanish. He loses it over Trump. I think it was related. I don't even remember what it was related to. Do you guys remember? I honestly don't. I just know when he recovers, he goes right back to the talking points. So check this out.
What are your thoughts? Tweet me at Smirkanish. Go to my Facebook page. I will read some responses throughout the course of the program. Will you hold Obama accountable? You say you are fair. We will see. I mean, all this meddling happened under Obama, and no one cares. This is why the American people get so frustrated with the media. This is why Trump will win again in the midterm. And you know what? The president tweeted today on exactly that point. That was his initial response. Here's what I'm looking for. Instead of this going on between liberals and conservatives, Republicans and Democrats, what happened to when we were united against a common enemy? This was terrorism. We were the victims of a terror strike. And will the commander-in-chief on Monday hold accountable the presumed perpetrator of that terror strike? Stop all the liberal, conservative, red state, blue state stuff. Our partisan differences used to end at the water's edge. Now let's get back to those times. Sorry, I lost my place. Give me the part that says what's coming up. Oh, thank you, Catherine. Go vote at Smirconish.com and tell me whether you think the president is going to confront Vladimir Putin with the recent indictments. And at the end of this hour, I will give you the result.
How funny is that? Wow. So that's MSNBC, I think it is, or CNN, one of them. I don't pay much attention to them, but that's Smirconish. And he's saying, why do we have all this partisan bickering? And he's saying, who's he talking to? He's not talking to us. Because there is no partisan bickering on our part. I don't know about you, but happy New Year, happy birthday, happy bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, quinceañera, whatever you're celebrating. Welcome to the new America, folks. Merry Christmas. Yeah, he's talking to his audience. Where's the why the partisan bickering? Why are we doing this? And the reason is, we won, they lost, and they don't know how to handle it. Partisan bickering. Why is the president not responding to this Russian interference? This is an attack on our republic. Or is it? Barack Obama said it couldn't happen. So is it an attack on our republic, or is it a contrived attack on our republic based on the nonsense of the left because they wanted to win and take away any excuse that Donald Trump had because they were the ones using the Russians. They were the ones partnered with the Russians. Look, you don't have to be a genius to go back and look at every single thing we've connected the dots on for Russia to know that these clowns are the ones who are guilty of dealing with Russia. And here's what's funny. Smirconish then comes back and he says, well, you know, and here's a teaser. Will President Trump address these 12 nobodies that we've indicted so that we can continue the Russian narrative? And the short answer is Trump said, screw you. I don't have to address Jack. I'm not playing into your stupid game. We got real issues with Russia. It doesn't have to do with these hackers. And by the way, in case you don't know this about America, but we hack them too. Yeah, we hack governments all the time. And I'll tell you something else. We have the best hackers. Despite what these people, you know, tell you and make it sound like the boogeyman is in China or Russia or it's Guccifer or whomever, the United States, we have the best hackers. We have the best spies. We have the best trade craft. We've been doing this a long time. So don't worry. But the Democrats act like the only bad guys are there. Look, I'm not even saying these people are bad. They're doing their jobs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Samantha, you dealt with Russians under President Obama. Is there anything in the indictment today that surprises you, or is that pretty much what the Obama administration suspected was happening?
Well, I think what we learned from the indictments today is that intelligence collection gets better over time and not worse. These indictments contain so much information, much more detailed information, on these individuals and on the reach of the GRU. Remember, the GRU, the Russian Military Intelligence Unit, was sanctioned back in 2016. We know that they were up to no good. The intelligence community referenced the GRU in the January intelligence assessment that they issued. And what we're learning in these various indictments is exactly what the GRU did, and the intelligence is building on itself so that we get even more information over time.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Now, that was a woman who worked for Obama in the State Department, blah, blah, blah. And she's saying, yeah, so we got all this information about the Russians, yada, yada, yada. And I'm going to play the rest when Jake Tapper really sort of goes after her. But I want to replay the Obama clip where he tells us point blank, don't worry about the Russians, because we're talking about up to 2016. This is in the same time frame that Barack Obama tells us, don't worry about them.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections, in part because they're so decentralized and the numbers of votes involved. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past or that there are instances in which that will happen this time. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes. And if he got the most votes, then it would be my expectation of Hillary Clinton to offer a gracious concession speech and pledge to work with him in order to make sure that the American people benefit from an effective government.
So from his own mouth, Barack Obama says to us, there's no serious Russian threat. Okay, can we take him at his word or not? I'll let you decide on that. But then we get Jake Tapper, then this is, I consider this one of these signs, folks, that says, wait a minute, hold on a second. When was all this occurring? So here's the rest of this clip.
I have to say, and it's unfair, I suppose, to like hold you responsible for the entire Obama administration, but you read this indictment and you think, boy, the Obama administration, they really kind of missed the ball on this. I mean, yes, they issued that report, but President Obama said, what did he say? He told Putin to cut it out or knock it off. It wasn't particularly strong. And then there was all this hesitation about warning the American people for fear of looking partisan. In retrospect, doesn't it seem to you that perhaps the Obama administration was at least to a degree asleep at the switch?
Well, I'm not here to be an apologist for the Obama administration. I was gone when this happened. But I think we have two separate things here. We have one, what intelligence did we have when this attack started? So 2016, 2015, 2014, when did we start to know what the Russians were up to? That's question number one.
Let me answer that number one for her. The whole time Obama was president. Because the Russians have been attacking us the entire time that we've been a republic. I mean, in the modern era, since World War II, when we started giving them secrets, and when leftists started giving them secrets to the atomic bomb, since then, they have waged espionage against us. Look, folks, without the Russians, we don't have half the Hollywood movies we have. So what are they talking about? See, the left want to pretend that all this is new stuff. Nothing's new here. There's nothing new under the sun. This is absolute incompetence at the highest level. And to be honest with you, much ado about nothing, because the left needs an excuse to delegitimize Donald Trump. It's really that simple. That's what I want to get into. I want to get into Obama not being around. He's MIA. And let me, for the record, the Democrats should consider themselves lucky that Obama stays out of the spotlight and is only just a deep state swamp rat trying to influence elections through crooked means. And he better do all that he can right now, because he's and his crew are really set up very closely to going to prison. Donald Trump has been a godsend to this country, and people now realize just how toxic Barack Obama was. The only person more toxic for the Democrats is Hillary Clinton. And that's saying a lot, given the likes of Chuck Schumer, Maxine Waters, and a perennial whipping girl, Nancy Pelosi.
But as the Hill points out, the most important midterm election in a century is fast approaching. I'm reading this. Democrats across America are fighting for their political lives. Passionate patriots across the nation are marching in the streets, registering voters, campaigning for candidates, fighting like hell to end the corruptions and injustices that President Trump and those George Will recently called his poodles in Washington are opposing on America. This is in the Hill. I'm quoting The Hill, a guy named Bukowski, and he's telling us what's going on across the nation, all this passion that's out there for the leftists. They wanted to end the hell. That was his word. The hell to end the corruptions, period, and injustices. A dude that wholly overlooked all that with Obama. This is what he goes on to say. From Trump's inauguration until today, while former President George W. Bush has earned widespread praise for speaking out clearly and cogently against major outrages committed by President Trump, former President Obama has remained virtually silent and politically AWOL in the great battle for the future of America in the midterm elections. First of all, George Bush is a putz, and nobody listens to him. The left only care about him when he says something they like. Other than that, he's so marginalized, nobody even knows. But most of them don't even remember him as president. They're like, Bush, who? What? Well, I don't even know what you're talking about. So who cares about Bush? But let me tell you why Bush has the nerve to speak out. He ain't going to prison. Barack Obama better be very careful with what he says. He better hinge on every word that he chooses going forward, because that bony son of a gun is close to going to prison. That's why. They said there are reports that Obama intends to engage in the campaign soon. If they are true, I will sing his praises. Obama doing a DNC fundraiser is good. The Democrats urgently need a much larger presence on a much larger stage on the big issues that move voters. Let me tell you something, leftist zombie morons, whatever you want to call, whatever I deem you, because that's what you are. There is no hope. There is no salvation coming from Barack Obama. And let me tell you why. Nobody cares. Obama's ideas are so bad that nobody wants him. If Barack Obama were the pariah, he is a pariah. If he were the savior, the messiah that the left believe him to be, he'd be out there. He'd be bigger than life. He'd be holding huge rallies. He'd be doing all this stuff. You know why he can't do it? Because no, Jay-Z ain't going to save him now. How many free concerts and appearances do you think this billionaire Jay-Z and his billionaire wife Beyonce want to be at for everybody? Look, they'll come to something where they think it's a big deal, but you think they're going to be working all these congressional campaigns and all that? Forget it. And neither are any of the rest of their crew. They're watching. You're seeing the change. I dare anybody. Call the show, 844-551-8255. Answer this question. Do you believe if Barack Obama thought he were as popular as Donald Trump that he wouldn't be out there showing him up? Who? Who believes that? And by the way, who could the Democrats bring? Hillary Clinton, they're saying she's going to run again in 2020. Fat chance, sister. But let's say that they are looking at that. Why isn't Hillary Clinton being requested to come run with all these candidates? Claire McCaskill is fighting for her Senate life, her senatorial life. She was a huge Hillary Clinton fan. Why hasn't Claire McCaskill said, will you please get Hillary Clinton to come campaign with me in Missouri? Why hasn't Manchin asked for Barack Obama in West Virginia, where he's from? Or Corker, or any of them. Why have they not asked for these heavyweights, these political leviathans, to come and do something with them? It's a very simple answer. They don't want them. But this guy says, Obama must get off the bench, rise to the occasion, join the fight, act like the leader I fervently supported in 2008 and 2012. Now, today, immediately. He says, as Jack Kennedy would have done if he were here today, as Robert Kennedy would have done, as Martin Luther King would do, as young people, women, and multitudes of people are doing across the country. He's naming people who are Republicans or who would be Republicans today.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.